Okay, so important topic here, probably, and one of the more ambiguous ones, because the halacha here is mostly beyond that which is found in Shulchan Aruch, and that is the issue of inside rooms. When you have a doorway between two rooms in the inside of the house, so on which side does the Gemara, does the mezuzah go? So we've alluded to this a few times already, and saying that we would get to it eventually. So here we go, we got to it. So the tour here says on the top, "V'im ein nicker ezehu yamin labia oliyitzias." This is page one of that source sheet. It said, if it's not clear which way is the right side for coming in, or if it's coming out, to go mishacholik beso l'shnayim. And the example is that somebody divided their house into two, right? V'chol chelak pesach pasuach l'rishus harabim. Each side has a door open to rishus harabim. Uvemechitza, hakolekas yesh pesach mizel lezeh, and the wall that's in the middle has a doorway to this side and to that side, meaning one door. V'ata ba'oso pesach ein yodea eza chashav bia o yitzia. But now, when we look at that door, we don't know which way is coming in and which way is going out. Mizel lezeh or mizel lezeh, right? You're going from room A to room B, or from room B to room A. So anu holchem achar hekertz here. So if that's the case, then we follow the direction of the joint of the hinge. Perish makom she'osa hachur shebesaf shetzir hadelas sovivo. Wherever you made the hole in the doorway where the hinge goes, sovivo umamid sham hadelas, and that's where you affix the door to. Hu habayis uvederech yamin keshenichnasin bo. And then on the right side, when you enter into that area, so it's going to be established based on whichever way the door opens into, that'll be the way that you're going into, and not the way that you're leaving it. So where does this come from? So the Beis Yosef here says, yeah, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Meimer de Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Perish Rabbeinu Bav Perish Rashi Vaharash. Meaning that the fact that we follow the Heker Tzir. It's spelled out a little bit more here in the Bedek Abayis. Perish Gon Shepesach Haya Pesuch L'Shuz Aravim Delas Achas V'la Yabo Im Pesach Echad. That there's one door that goes to Rishus Arabim with one door, there's only one other door, and it's divided up into two, and you make a hole between them, and that door in the middle goes to the woman's house. That's the way that they've been sort of dealing with this, that one side's the man's house, one side's the woman's house, right? So the diagram is, there's one diagram on that page in the Prisha, right? So that's what it is, that you have two doors that go outside, and then there's a door in the middle, and one side is the men's side, one side is the women's side. We don't know which side is called the opening. That's considered the side upon which to put the mezuzah. Now the Mordechai says a little bit, it's a little unclear what the Mordechai says, the next line, L'chasav Mordechai perish, Bal Hilchus Gedolus, Haibesa bin Gavri Lenashi. Right, so they're describing this between the men's side and the women's side. V'omari Dafka bin Gavri Lenashi, Sheshneim Iker, V'shneim Pesuchim L'Rishus Arabim. Where they're both the main room, and they're both open to Rishus Arabim. Avami Bayis L'cheder Oli Aliyah. So this scenario where we follow the Heker Tzir is where they are both considered equal. But if it's not that way, let's post that. But if it's clearly that one's going from to an inner part of the house, so then but if it's from the house into a side room or to the upstairs, and the main purpose is to lead you from where you are to that space, lo azlin and baser heker tzir. If that's the case, then we're not going to follow the heker tzir, not follow the hinge. El yanichenu becheder delitzarcho hu asoy. But rather, you're going to place it in that room, in the room for which you need, for which it is needed there. That's why it says from the men's room to the women's room. So clearly, if not both sides are opening to Rishus Rabim, and there's an imbalance in terms of the use of the room, such that one sort of the inner room from the other room, so then we're not going to look at which way the door opens. We're just going to go based on the whichever room is considered more chashuv. And I was going to skip this Tshuvas Ashkenazis and then just get to the bottom part here. It says,
So if the door opens towards you, then you put the mezuzah on the right?
The room that the door opens into, that you push the door into, is considered the inner room.
Okay. And then it goes on the right side.
So it'd be on the right side, yeah. So in shul, where the door is open out from the shul, you would have the mezuzahs on the right side going out from the shul.
But we're going into the shul. Isn't the mezuzah on the right as you come in? The double doors.
Right, because we don't paskin this way. We follow whichever room is considered the more important room, right? Or whichever way is the way people normally walk in or something. So therefore, it's going to be leading into the shul. The mezuzah on your right side going into the shul. If we would follow...
Because the zoning codes, all doors have to go out, right? That's what happens.
Right.
Doors have to go out, then this falls apart.
Right. Right, so if we would only follow Hekker Tzir, so then, and we'll see, Chabad has the minhag of only following Hekker Tzir, so their mezuzahs seem to be on the wrong side of the door, always, because of the zoning codes, the general Wayne Inn, the mezuzahs are leading out from the room. The Chabad here is a little, because they don't really have a lobby, but in the Chabad of the main line, the mezuzahs are like, and there it's, of course, the way the door is set up, there's like a staircase, it's a whole thing, it's very prominent that the mezuzahs are like very awkward, facing away from that room. And then he says here, at the end of the Beis Yosef, v'chatzav od sham, pesach shebein bayis l'chatzer, that if you have a door between a house and the chatzer, im yesh l'chatzer pesach acher l'reshus harabim, if that chatzer has another door leading out to reshus harabim, o islan l'mezal basar heker tzir, so then you would follow the heker tzir. Meaning, if you have a backyard, and then your backyard leads out to, there's a door, separate door into your backyard, so then you would follow the Hekker Tzir, or you would follow whichever one is the normal way to, the normal usage. Avalim ein l'chatzir pesach l'reshus harabim, but if the yard, if the chatzir is completely enclosed, ad yesh l'kvo b'yamin k'nisa mi'bayis l'chatzir, so then you would go from the house to the chatzir. Because if there is any time that there's a room that's completely enclosed, so that's going to be the way that you put the mezuzah on that right side into the room that's completely enclosed. So in Joel Horowitz's house, when you have that like that office or whatever, I don't know what you refer to it as, but that room off to the side, so there's only one door that leads that room off to the side. So even though that's considered a minority room, so the mezuzah would go on the right side going into that room. Okay, so this is all the premise. And truth is, this is it in terms of this discussion of inner. This is really all you get from the Rishonim. I'm not sure the Rishonim, time of the Rishonim, they had such large houses with many rooms in it. But this is like you don't get much more than this. And you'll see the Shulchan Aruch also. This discussion is really taking place in the last. The main discussion about this topic is really over the last 100 years or so. So if we. Right, so the Hekker Tzir is not going to be able to be the tiebreaker if that's the case. Or you have a Hekker Tzir in both directions. Sometimes you have a door that's a swinging door. So that's also going to be an issue. So hold off somewhat. So so on page 2, I think, is the 5 lines of Shulchan Aruch devoted to this topic, where Shulchan Aruch says, Mishacholik beiso l'shnayim, if you have a house divided into two, uvechol chelek pesach pasuach l'reshus harabim, and each portion of it has a door that goes out to the street. Uvemechitza hacholekes yesh pesach mizeh l'zeh. And then the wall that is dividing those two rooms has a doorway from this one to that one. Uvamakum sha'osa hachur shebesaf shetzir hadela savivvo. And so the side where you place the hinge that the door circles on, bo umamid sham hadalasos, and you put the door there, hu habayis, that's considered the house, uvederech yimim shenichnasim lo kovamoso, and the way that you go from the right into that room, that's the way that it gets established. Okay, so the Shach gives a little bit more. I mean, the Taz here and the Shach both have what to say. I think the Shach pretty much covers what the Taz says. The Shach says, "Beini yadua eza chashuv knisa o yitzia," meaning when you have this situation where you have two rooms, each one has a door to the outside and there's only a room in the middle, so you don't know which one's in and which one's out. Hilka chazlin baser hakertzir. That's where you file the hakertzir v'chasa of the Taz. Upesach shenichnasin bo min habayis lebeis hachoreif shalanu nireli she'osen hamezuza b'yamin hachnisa shenichnasin min habayis lebeis hachoreif. So I'm not sure we ever really figured out what this beis hachoreif is, and I'm still not really sure what it is. It seems like it's some kind of maybe a small room that they went to in the winter that maybe was more easily heated. Maybe? I don't really know. But the implication seems to be that it's a room that was off the main house, and that's where people would go. Meaning you would go from the main house into this beis hachoreif. So even though the main house is the main house, that's the main room, because the way into the beis hachoreif, the way into this room is only via the house, the mezuzah is going to go on the door going into the beis hachoreif rather than on the right side going into the house. That's what the Shach says, right? Nir Elisha Osan HaMezuzah B'yamin HaChnisa SheNichnasim Min HaBayis LaBayis HaChoreif. The Iker, says the Shach, moving on to page 3, Tashmi Shalanu Hu Bibate HaChoreif Shalanu. But the main usage is in that base hachoref. V'lo mashkechinen behu behekertzir. There's no hekertzir at all. The bein hatzir hu mi bechutz, bein hu mi befnim. Osen hamezuzah biyamin hachnisa. So no matter which side the hekertzir is on, you're going to put the mezuzah on the way into the base hachoref, as he calls. That's the main usage. I mean, the main usage of that door is to go to the base hachoref. Not necessarily, I don't think he means that the Beis HaChoreif is the main room. It just means the use of that door is to get to the Beis HaChoreif. Now, of course, every door has a use to go in and also has a use to get out. So I assume it means which one you get to first. Bein humi bifnim osim abezuzu biyamin hachtisa akran hashem upashet hu vayin obi Beis Yosef midim eilu. And see the Beis Yosef from these halachos. Okay, so that so far the Shach calls even that that's obvious that if the only way into a certain room is via the other room, you're always going to have the mezuzah going into that separate room, right? So there's, for sure, the mezuzah goes into Joel's office off there on the side. Now, I have had this question about the back of the base medrash in Joel, right? That the sunroom, right, what they call it, because they're the only way, right? Clearly those doors, you're first going out from, you're going from the shul into the sunroom, but there's two doors there. Right. So I've never been able to fully reconcile that issue. I mean, part of me wanted to say that you should have one on the way in on the right side and the way out on the left side, but like that would have been kind of weird. So you don't do that. And to
outside
Right. To make things worse is that in that room is that there's also an outside door. That would be even more of a reason to say the mezuzah should be on the right side going into the shul rather than into the sunroom. But that door, right, is not used. Even now that we have cleared the Sheamus out of there, it is still not really a used door. In fact, I don't even think we have a mezuzah on the outside of that door.
I don't recall.
For that reason, yeah. Goes to the porch. But now it's really boarded up. I mean, now we really put a bar on it so that you really can't open it unless it's an emergency. And the porch is in disrepair, yeah. Okay, so anyway, so that is the Shach. So far, so good. Now, the Piskei Tshuva here has an interesting take. We'll go through what's on the page here before getting into what the Achronim say. The Piskei Tshuva here says, I'm a Sefer Chomos Yerushalayim. Don't know what that is. She Chasav Uv... Back to page 2, right. So, Piskei Tshuva Dalad. So, the Sefer Chomos Yerushalayim writes, Uvda Havi Beis Medrash Shel Anashim Vishel Nashim, that there was a Beis Medrash that had a men's section and a women's section. Vishtei Dlasos Bitzad Shel Nashim Hukfuhu Hatsirin Mi Beis Tzadin V'tanurim Mi Beis Tzadin. And the two doors, I think on the women's side, Hukfuhu Hatsirin, right, the hinges were on both sides. Meaning, I think that maybe there were like, it was like a double door that the two doors opened in opposite directions. So the Hecker Tzir is not going to work here. And he says, V'tanurim b'shnei hachadarim. And there were heaters in both rooms, both the men's side and the women's side had these doors. So nira d'chashvinan haknisa mishel anashim l'shel nashim. So the Chomos Yerushalayim says, I think that you would consider it the entryway from the men's section to the women's section. Why? The isha ba'azara minayin. Because why would a woman ever be going into the men's section? Right? That wouldn't happen. So masha'in kein mishel anashim holy chashamish tadir imapos v'haneiros v'chadome. As opposed to the woman's side, so the shamish of the shul, so part of his job was to make sure the candles were lit. So the men, so there was a man regularly going through those doors from the men's section to the women's section to go do whatever business he had to do in the women's section. But there were never any women going from the women's section to the men's section. So therefore, so far he's like, so I guess it would go the mezuzah if. It sounds like it's not just like a swinging door in the middle of a mechitza. It was an actual doorway. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a shayla here. So there's some kind of really big door there. And he said, okay, so therefore, the only time anybody's going from one to the other is the shamish going from the men's section to the women's section. So therefore, that should go. Mihu, but then he said, however, Yesh Lomar, he says, but why did they build this door in the first place? This door, Yesh Lomar, the Ikar Hadelis Mishum Mila, because the main point of this door was actually built for brisses, right? And what's the minhag by a bris? The minhag by the bris is Kvater, right? So a woman brings the baby in and passes it over to a man. So therefore, the purpose is to, for the bris, that this door was there so that the woman would be able to bring the baby to the men. So v'im kein hachnisa mishal nashim l'shel anashim. If that's the case, so the main entrance is really from the women's section to the men's section. So therefore the mezuzah should be on the other side. Ach, but then he said, however, ach be'emez ze'ino. But the truth is, that's not really the case. The rachoku shetitzena nashim v'shah Shemviim esatino. Moving on to the next page. Right? It's rare. The women don't actually come through that door. The women only bring the baby to the door. So, rak omdim bishel nashim. They just stay on the woman's side, and then they pass it from one to another to the men's side. Ve'ein kan bia. They don't actually come in. Dinichai mishum ze. That you're going to obligate a mezuzah on that. Ve'im mishum hatinok. And there is one person that is coming through that door, right? The baby. But ve'im mishum tinok, afilu bar chinuch eino. Right? He's only a baby. He's not even, in chinuch yet. So he's not even a gil chinuch. So therefore, he doesn't get a mezuzah. Now, the truth is, I'm not sure what one has to do with the other, right? Would you say that a baby's room doesn't need a mezuzah on it until the kid's higiel chinuch? So I'm not sure why we're basing it based on the baby who's going from place to place. But nevertheless, the point is taken. That's not really the main usage. V'gam ino holich elamushim oso. He doesn't, and the baby doesn't even walk. He's just carried. Shaloha ala bazeh davar bar. So ayin sham shaloha. It doesn't come out clearly. V'ayin b'shalis yavetz. Actually, we'll get to the Chuvas Yavetz, I think. I think the one that he's trying to get to. But how does the Piskei Tshuva come out here? So he seems to be saying that, well, you have Hekertz here going in both directions, so that's not going to decipher it. So the main usage ends up being, even though the door may have been constructed originally for the Kvater, nobody actually goes through the door for the Kvater. And really the main usage, the person who uses it the most, is the Shamish. And the Shamish starts at the men's side and goes to the woman's side. So therefore you're going to put the mezuzah on the right side, going from the men's side to the woman's side. That's the psak of the Piskei Tshuva there. And that's it. I mean, that's all we really have with regards to it from the Shulchan Aruch about which side it goes. So the rules that we have so far is, excuse me, we don't even have it, but we had it previously, that outside to inside is going to require a mezuzah. Rishus HaRabim going inside is going to require a mezuzah, not going inside. We've said before, even if it is an emergency exit, so you would put a mezuzah door going inside rather than going outside. And what other rules do we have? We have this thing called Hekertzir, when there's some, if we're not able to decipher something, so we're going to go with Hekertzir. And we also have the rule that was mentioned by the Shach, that if you have a room that is only accessible from another room, so it's always going to be on the right side going into that room. Okay? Those are the rules that we have so far. So what did I put on the source sheet next? I think Rav Moshe? What's page 4? Okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Aruch HaShulchan here makes a comment. I'm in Ches, the upper right part of the page. So he makes the point that, you know, the Shulchan Aruch hasn't really given us that much to work with here. And towards the end, where I have it underlined, he says, "Yesh li yisboni in harbi b'zeh." Right? You should look very hard at this. "V'yev shar levar pratei hadvarim b'zeh." And we're not really able to decipher the details here. "Rak bechlal kenhu shemimokom shaholech hu yoser ragil misham yachshivu haknisa." That the way that you more normally go, that's going to be considered the knisa. "Uvamokom shahiluch shava." But where it's equal between the two of them, yelchu akar hekertzir. Then we're going to file the hekertzir. And more than that, I'm not going to explain right now. As you understand, that's going to be too much. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan also says, all right, so whichever way is more often traveled, and if you're not able to decipher beyond that, so then we're going to follow the Hekertzir. I mean, the Aruch HaShulchan also has the Hekertzir as being a tiebreaker if we're not able to decipher it with the rules that with the rules that we have so far. Now, we mentioned this Shita of Chabad. It's not so easy to actually find the halachic basis for this famous Chabad Shita, that Hekertzir goes first rather than last. In the Agur Bo Halacha, all he quotes is as follows. This is on page 5 in that footnote on the top, on footnote Yud Aleph, on the top left. I have it underlined. It says, V'chein kasa b'sefer min hagi Chabad, that al pi admore Beis Chabad, the Chiduma ad Hagarshaz, meaning till going back to the Alter Rebbe, Hakol Toy BeHekertzir Milvad HaPesach HaChitzoni HaIkari, unless it's an outside door ad Kanvarav. So there is this Shita. I think the earliest in print is from the Rebbe. I saw it from the Rebbe Rashab, which is I think the fourth Lubavitcher Rebbe. I think after the Tzemach Tzedek, I think. Don't hold me to that. But this is a strong minhag of Chabad, even if you're not going to be able to find the exact where exactly it started. Their Mesorah is that it goes back to the Alter Rebbe. I meant to look if there is anything in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav about it. Although it could be that Shulchan Aruch HaRav doesn't cover Hilchos Mezuzah. I'm not, Shulchan Aruch HaRav does not cover all of Shulchan Aruch. There are parts that were lost. There are parts you didn't get to, I think. So I'm not sure. I don't know. But apparently the strong Mesorah within Chabad is to do that. And as I pointed out, so that would mean in a Chabad school where most of the doors come out of the classrooms as opposed to going into the classrooms. So you're going to have the mezuzahs on the right side of the door leaving all the classrooms rather than going into them, right? So that's a quick way to know where you are. So if you're traveling again and end up in Chabad, so you take note of where the mezuzahs are, and uh, you'll you'll I would say you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised for a moment, and then say, "Oh yeah, I learned about this in Hilchos Mezuzah here, that the mezuzahs are all in strange places." Yeah. Ah, okay. So that is the next thing. So the next, so Rav Moshe here. Yeah. So that we talked about. I think that was last week. Mezuzos Pesecha means mezuzos, the doorways of your houses. Right, so beyond that, if you're going to ask a dicta question, I'm going to plead exemption from that. I just tell you what the Gemara said. Okay, so Rav Moshe here, this is Igros Moshe Yerdeya Chelik Alef Kufayin Vav, where he says, so Rav Moshe has, what do you do when everything else fails? So the way we have it, Ashkenazim so far, is, or I should say, non-Chabadniks, are going to say, well, you're going to follow the way into single rooms. Now, the circle areas we'll get to shortly. But let's say you're left with a doubt. I mean, this you have this men's women side, as described in the Beis Yosef. And instead of having a door in between where you could follow which way the door swings, there's no door there. So now you're stuck. Everything seems to be equal, and what do you do? So Rav Moshe actually writes, and I realize I didn't actually find the exact spot, but it's the famous Shita of Rav Moshe. I'm sure it's in this tshuva someplace. It's a pretty lengthy tshuva. That Rav Moshe says you put it on neither side. Rav Moshe says if you're not going to be able to figure out which side the mezuzah should go on, so we don't put a mezuzah up in that spot. And he says that that's better, and that's the line here at the bottom here that I have underlined. That's already the next thing.
So in the middle of that first paragraph, it says, "Shemi Keret Yata Yepaturim Mizuzah." Right in the middle of that first paragraph on that page.
Where Vineba the top paragraph? Right. So you have a door that's going to equal swinging door. He says according to Chachmei Leniel and the Ravid, if you can't figure it out, you're going to be putter. That maybe you should be chayv to do the lasos. Yeah, usher lasos for Pesach kazeh. Delas haniftach l'sheni. Tzadim shelo yeh hakir tzir. Aval adina mistaber kivin del arayv v'chachmi l'nil putter v'lo matzinu cholik bazel lehem el mashem mashem miloshen harambam shemistach leibay shelo haya nogei l'didei el shakasav l'achriach tino kiviyosir in l'ach shizeh kecholik alay v'yesh l'horus liftor mimezuzah v'delas kazeh. There you go, at the bottom. He says, therefore, it seems to me that the halacha should be that you're going to potter a case where everything comes out equally and there is no hakir tzir. Now, the bottom line here is where, and I think he says, in the first paragraph, which I didn't put on, Rav Moshe also says that, like, it can't be that you have a mezuzah that could go on either side, where one day you could put it on one side and put it up on the other. You could take it down from one side, put it on the other side. It doesn't make sense. So therefore, he says to exempt it. So that's the sheet of Rav Moshe. The bottom part that I have underlined is where Rav Moshe tries to say, says that, it says that in the absence of – He says that in the absence of that before you get to Hecker Tzir, you follow the main directional routes, whichever one is considered the greater direction. And also just a note at the end, so one sheet, Rav Moshe says neither side. Other shitos are, and I think generally the way we assume is, you take your best shot, you take your best guess. And at the end here, he says, Achrasman Herali Yedidi Rav Tuvia Goldstein. Don't know that I know. I know a Tuvia Goldstein, but I don't think it's that Tuvia Goldstein. Where he says Shabbat She'elas Yavetz Ika She'elazu V'chasav Shemisafik Yaseh Beis Mezuzos. He showed me that in the Yavetz, that's Rav Yaakov Emden, that in the case of a Safik, you should put a mezuzah on both sides, which is what which might be what the Pesach Tshuva was alluding to when he quoted from the Shelas Yavetz. V'chasav Shemisav Yaseh Beis Mezuzah Al Shtei Atzadim V'lo Nir Ezek Klal. He says, I don't get that at all. V'nochem Kedibarti Shepatu L'gayim Mezuzah. And he says, and I think the most obvious thing is that I said that you would be completely putter, completely exempt in that case. Okay, so Rav Moshe says, that before you get to Hecker Tzir, you're going to try to figure out which direction people walk. And if after Hecker Tzir you still can't figure out which way to go, so then you're going to not put up a mezuzah at all. Again, I don't think most assume like that shita in Rav Moshe. So, but next, however, we get to the middle case here. Okay, so far we have the hierarchy is from outside to inside. Level 2 is if there's a room that's only accessible via that door. So you're going to have a mezuzah going into that room. And now you get to, and the final tiebreaker is going to be the Hecker Tzir. So Rav Moshe keeps alluding to this, we're going to follow this whichever way people normally go. So what exactly is that? So here we get to a tshuva, and this is one of my favorites, tshuvas, just because of the characters involved, as you'll see in a second. This is the Minchas Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Weiss, Chelek Aleph Simen Pei Tes. And what makes this fascinating is that he is writing it to Rav, I think Yitzchak Breisch is his name, who is the Av Basin of Zurich from Switzerland. And they are discussing a certain apartment that they both have access to because it's their children's apartment. Rav Breisch's son married Rav Weiss's daughter, and now they are going to have a machlokas about which side the mezuzahs should be on in their children's apartment, I think in Yerushalayim. So, and it sounds like Rav Breisch got there first, because the mezuzahs were up there, and Rav Weiss is not happy with the setup of the mezuzahs. So here, one thing about the Minchas Yitzchak is that he does spell out the questions more. You know, Rav Moshe doesn't even tell you what the questions are. Rav Moshe just gives an answer. You got to figure out what the question is from the answer. So he spells out a little bit more about what his premise is, where he's coming from. So he says, "Al davar asher hier esbini hu chosno." Right? You want to talk? Oh, it's his son. Okay, so Rav Weiss's son hu chosno. Chesvav Beis, I'm not sure what that stands for, but Meshiro Beveso, that you saw in his house, Kvias Mezuzah BePesach Shebein Cheder HaAchila LeCheder HaTafshil. Right, so you saw a mezuzah from going from the eating room to the cooking room. I assume that means from the dining room to the kitchen. Now, what's helpful is that they do put on a diagram on the next page, but he doesn't label the rooms. Okay. So the cheder ha'achila mitzad habeit, but you got to figure out then what's in that diagram. It says the cheder ha'achila mitzad habeis, now the eating room opens up into a prizder, opens up into a hallway shebo shnei psachim lechutz, which has a doorway leading to the outside. The cheder ha'tafshil posif gamkein mitzad habeis. And then the kitchen also has a room going out to Rishus HaRavim. So if you look at the diagram that appears on the next page, I think the leftmost room is the kitchen, the middle room is the dining room, and the right side is the welcome room, whatever you call it, living room, and they both have doorways that lead out to Rishus HaRavim. Okay? So So he says, the Heker Tzir Sheba Pesach Hanidon Hu Becheder HaAchila. And the Heker Tzir goes into the Hu Becheder HaAchila, goes into the dining room, meaning the middle room. And we call Makom Kfias HaMezuzah Liyamin Knesis Misham L'Cheder HaTashil. Yes. But the mezuzah should be on the right side going into the kitchen. And you said that therefore the mezuzah should be from the on the right side from the kitchen into the dining room because of Heker Tzir, as we see in Shulchan Aruch. And also because the eating room is more important than the kitchen. Based on the Shach. He says, so that's what you want to do. So I think Rav Breish had the mezuzah going from the leftmost room, Cheder Gimel, as it's labeled, from the right side, from Cheder Gimel, going into the Emtsai, going into the middle room. And Rav Weiss wants to taina that it should be on the right side, going from the eating room, the dining room, into the kitchen. Right? Why is that? So he says, it's long, so we'll go through it. The first paragraphs or so will give us what we need. He says, Hinei ledati kviyas hamezuzah be'emes v'shem kedino, right, v'hektim hakdama achas b'metzias ha'inyan. And he says, I want to give you one more detail with regards to the metzias here. He says, how do they actually get into the house? I mean, how do our children get into the house when they come home? So he says, it's true that the kitchen has a room, a doorway that opens to the hallway, that goes to the outside. Mikol makom, ruva de ruva hachnisos hema mishnei hapsachim sheba pruzder. He says, however, the vast majority is coming from that other doorway, umisham lecheder achila, and from there you go into the cheder achila. He says, yes, it's true the kitchen has a door, but no one ever uses that door kitchen. I think he might say someplace except to take out the garbage sometimes. But other than that, the main door is the other door. So it's umicheder achila cheder atavshil. So umisham lechatzir. He says, and from there they go to the cheder achila. From there they go to the cheder tafshil. Umisham, and from there they go to the chatzir. V'rak lepamim ki yotze echa mi.
Can you add more time to the braila?
Soon.
Baba
chazar.
Okay.
When I finish the shiur, I'll do it. Okay. Wait a few minutes because I'm emptying the shiur. So, Ba'a b'chazar b'chatzir b'lifdim derech ha-pesach sh'michadar ha-tafshil la-chatzir. Uvazeh after mevur b'yordeya b'stam demi shechilik b'esu l'shnayim, even though in your day it's simply that you divide the house in half. Uvachol chelek pesach basuach mershus ha-rabim, uvamechitza ha-chaluka yish pesach mizeh l'zeh b'mokum sh'asachor sh'besauf hu abayis, uvaderech yimin shechnasim lo kovim osel, because even though the case in Shulchan Aruch is also when there's two doorways that are going out to Rishus ha-rabim, v'hu midas ha-tur, that's not the rule. The whole zeh, that's only when rak hechad yish suffik ezemihem yamin labia o liyitzia. It's only when we don't know which one is the main way in, the main way out. Heker tzir meachras. That's when the heker tzir divides up. V'chamosha kasev be'emes halavush anal. L'inyan hechad ikar v'tashmishu be'echa mihem. D'lo mashachinen be'heker tzir. V'kein kasev al din hanal. And that's also the way Rav Gansfried writes in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. V'dachke shnei habatim shavim b'tashmishu. That's only when they're equal. But if they're not equal, so then we're going to follow the way that they normally go. And that is the way the Minchas Yitzchak suggests. Now, there is another tshuva. The next tshuva actually is Od B'inyan Hanal. Meaning there is a comeback, which he discusses here. And that is, well, are you going to follow the main way of travel or whichever room is more chashuv? And he says the room that they eat in is more chashuv than the room that they cook in. So therefore, it should be maybe from the left side, from Cheder Gimel into Cheder Beis. But Rav Weiss rejects that. Rav Weiss says that, no, it goes on the first thing you try to figure out is the pathway that you take, the standard pathway that you take, the standard flow of traffic. And after you figured out the flow of traffic and you still can't, it still ends up being 50-50, so then you look at to which room is considered to be the more important room. So that's how you get to the standard five levels that are out there. Level one is from outside to inside. Level two is if you have a room that you can't get into any other way. Level three is you follow the standard flow of traffic after coming into the house. Level four is which room is considered more used. The way at least the Argo Ba'alecha records it as is whichever room has more usage there. And then the fifth one is which room, then you're going to follow Hekertzir. That's number five. Now, three and four, this machlokas, Rabbi Vreish and the Minchas Yitzchak, is subject to dispute. I mean, that one's still continuing. That's a somewhat more hotly debated topic. I also think, and I discussed this with a few poskim a couple years ago, that it's not etched in stone that this is the rule. Meaning there is a little bit of give and take. Meaning if there's a room that's much more chashuv, but the flow of traffic is slightly uneven, so then that could tip the balance the other way. You kind of need to like have a little bit of feel there. But ideally that's the way it goes. It follows flow of traffic, followed by, and by the way, whose flow of traffic? Who gets to decide the flow of traffic? So the way that Igor Ogre Bo'alecha records it as you add up all of the movements in the house. So if the father always parks his car in the garage and comes up through that way, and the mother always parks the car on the front, in front of the house, so I might suggest you switch that up. But if for whatever reason that's the way they have their setup, so then not only that, but when the kids come home from school, they all use the front door, and the father's the only one using the back door, and the mother's coming in a few times over the course of the day, and the father only uses the back door when he comes home from work, right? So then it's going to be balanced, the kids over the parents. However, over the father. But if the kids have all moved out and now ends up being that the garage door is used more than the front door, so that could mean that you have to change your mezuzahs around because the flow of traffic in the house has changed. So at that point, that's sort of the principle that you use. Beyond that, it starts going into a little more nuances of just like, pausing to figure out which way would be best. Of course, I would refer to the sugya that we did a while ago about the Beis Medrash, where it came out from there that it's not necessarily ma'akiv, which way. Meaning, just because you put the mezuzah on the wrong side doesn't mean you weren't yotzei for that room, even though you should be booing on the right side. If you get it wrong, so it is, as long as there's a mezuzah on the door, it's possible to say that you're still yotzei anyways. All right? I'm sure I... I'm not sure which, I don't know enough about that family. That's like a real Yerushalmi family. I don't really know who they were. I guess you could figure out that whichever son married Rebreish's daughter, I was going to say, I doubt they still live in that apartment, but the other hand, in like Mea Shearim, you never know. Like, it might be this three-room apartment, and they may have raised 10 kids in there. I don't know. Okay, so this then gets into, right, so sometimes like in our shul that I've switched the mezuzah back and forth on like that doorway between the dining room and the hallway. So when we shifted the entrance to the minyan, the daily minyan, so we used to do, it used to be you came in through the main door. So you came in through the main door, so then the dining room was the door off of the hallway. So we had the mezuzah on the hallway going into the dining room. But then when we switched it to be that you come in through the dining room and walk through the dining room to the base medrash, so I switched the mezuzah to the other side. Because the flow of traffic all of a sudden changed. It became a flow of traffic issue that most people were walking from the dining room to the hallway to the shul, and therefore the mezuzah should be on the right side going into the hallway. All right? So think about it. You look around your houses, look around the shul, come up with a bunch of questions, and we'll try to figure some of those out a little bit more next week. Did I get through all the sources? Did I put something else on here? Yeah. Okay. Yashar Koach. We'll pick up Amir Sishem next week. Oh, yeah. Okay, good night.